You're listening to Talk Radio, and I'm delighted to welcome the kings of the mashup. They came second in the X Factor 2015 behind Louisa Johnson, but to me, they were the true winners all the way through since their first audition when they sung their single Turn It Up in those iconic red trousers. I'm delighted to welcome back to Talk Radio my mates Reggie and Bolly. Hello, guys.
Yes, Johnny. I like that. The iconic red trousers.
They were so right. Rita Ora had to put her sunglasses on first.
Yeah, no. That was funny, man.
We're happy to be here.
Well, I love seeing you guys, but let's go back to that X Factor time. So we've started talking about it already, I suppose, with those trousers. Mm. What do you remember about that experience? Because it was 2 years ago, but was it a kind of a mind boggle that you were stuck in this machine and you didn't really like appreciate it at the time?
It was, you know what, like that very day, the day of the audition, was that was our first time having the chance to sing to that number of people in an arena like Wembley, and it was mind blowing.
I mean, the joy of seeing people and seeing the judges alone, we felt like we were winners in our heads to get that opportunity to sing to people and see the judges, see what we do. So it was amazing, and it's changed our lives.
Absolutely. I mean, look at last year. New Girl, the song of my summer.
Yes.
You mentioned Snapchat, you mentioned Facebook. That vibe was incredible.
Wow. You know, you predicted that New Girl was going to do well.
Yes, I had the first play of that New Girl.
Way before
it got released. And I was like, do you know what? New Girl's going to hit number 8 in the UK top 48.
Man, that was amazing. And we were so humbled, you know, because that was our very first time having a worldwide release. And to have done that well, and, you know, it took us places performing here and there. We had an endorsement deal with Little Woods as well. Traveling literally changed our lives.
Let's talk about the X Factor a little bit more. So Cheryl, your mentor, how is your relationship with her now?
Cheryl is like our big sister. Even after the show, she's still hands-on with what we do. When we record songs, we send it to her. She gives advice on what we do. And she's always been supportive, and, you know, she always want to see us do well all the time. And, you know.
And obviously she's got her new relationship now with Liam, and she's got little baby Bear. Have you met Bear yet?
Yeah, we have, and we are really pleased.
And what do you think about them as a unit? Are Cheryl and Liam the new power couple?
The most gorgeous power couple. I mean, you should see them. We are so happy for them, so proud of them. And, you know, words can't describe, you know, how
I mean, it's
happy
just beautiful to
them.
See, like, I think it's just perfect, and we're happy for them.
Because, you know, Cheryl is a very, very genuinely nice person, and Liam is a wonderful person too, you know, so it's the best union.
And what do you think Bear will be like as a singer when he's older, and Cheryl and Liam take him both ways? Will he be more Girls Aloud vibe, or will he be more One Direction vibe?
Wow.
We don't really know what's going to happen.
He's only not even a year older.
I'm sure he's definitely going to have a great career ahead of him. He's got the best parents, and I mean, definitely the future is bright for Bear.
Exactly.
So you released New Girl. Mm. Obviously, as I said before, Song of My Summer. Absolutely loved it. Still on my playlist for this summer.
Wow.
Nice. Keeps getting played.
Nice.
You then released Link Up. And it's a mashup of Peter Andre's Mysterious Girl. But it fails to chart.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you make a single, do you look for it to get a chart? Do you see it as, right, I'm making a single, I'm putting all this work into it, I want this to be a number one?
Well, like that's a very good question. Definitely, when you are recording the song, you first of all want to make sure you enjoy it. But then, apart from you enjoying it, you also want to make sure the investor is going to reap their profits out of it. So it is both, you know. But now that, let's say, we are independent, the main thing is to make sure we are enjoying what we're doing.
Exactly.
And it can show, because when the people can connect with your creativity and how much fun you're having, they will join you. Yeah. So, we would like to chat as always, but it's not like the number one priority if we don't chat, like, oh my goodness, because there are people who are still enjoying the songs.
Exactly. Like you say, you know, sometimes the positivity that you bring to whatever you do, people can feel it. So when you're doing a song, to you, you would want it to chart. But again, you want the song to come across as something that can represent you. And this is what I'm happy doing. Yeah. If it charts, fine. If it doesn't chart, you know, I did it because I know it was the best thing I could do at that time.
Now, what I want to do is, before I introduce it, I want you to all close your eyes. You are in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in Ushuaia Pool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've got the white shirt on. You've got a bottle of very expensive vodka from your table, and this song comes on. This is Regin Bolle and Bamaye.
First thing I do in the morning, first one I'm calling is you, 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 you. Cause you nice me up in the evening, no time for sleeping. Yes, you do, do, do. There's something about you has turned when you walk in the room.
That's what you call the Afro pop or Afro fusion. So it's got that, you know, vibe thing going on. At the same time, it's got that blend of coolness with it.
Yeah. It's the kind of song that would want to make you raise your glass. And
you know, just exactly. Yeah, man.
So, yeah.
Exactly. In that swimming pool, dancing.
Yeah.
And what is it about you guys that always make these summer songs? Because I don't know if I want you to make a winter song, but I just know you have that summer vibe. Like, Regin Bolle equals summer.
Yeah. Well, wait till you hear our record. You remember Che Chester, man? He came.
Of course.
Said, yeah. We have a winter record with him.
Yeah.
So wait till you hear. Yeah, you'll be like, what?
Is that an original record or a cover?
Original.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. So you released Bamaye on your new album, F-R-O-D.
Yeah,
what does that sound for?
Fearlessly ruling our destinies. That's the label. Yeah, exactly.
See, I love everything happens for a reason, but I might nick that. What was it like releasing it on your own label?
It is good because, you know, we have control of what we do, because in releasing songs, we being the main people who say this is the time that we choose that this song wants to come out, and we kind of sit down and say that if this song feels right, this is the one that we're coming in. Whereas the decision is more with me and Regin, and then the team listening and thinking that, you know what, guys, this is right, let's do it. This time around, it's more of like you have creative control of what you bring out.
Well, guys, Bamaye is available to buy now from where you download your music from.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.